Alaskans are making good use of the state's weatherization rebate program, and the results are beginning to show. The program was put together and is being managed by the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. CEO Dan Foskey says that while the program originally restricted who could participate, he is seeing incredible results since it was opened up to all Alaskans.
Well, now to go to this level of weatherization up to 100% immediate income, and if you're above that, we reinstated the rebate. So there are no income restrictions, and everyone's eligible. And so it's been pretty exciting, and the work's going very well.
The results for the homeowners have been positive in ways that might not have been expected. John Anderson's weatherization officer says an average home has reduced its carbon dioxide emissions by 12,000 pounds per year. That average house has also seen a reduction in energy costs of more than $1,300 a year. Foskey says the program has worked its way out of some early problems. The agency has increased the number of trained people to do the initial ratings from 32 to 98. They centralized the application process, and they have found a way to get service to rural areas.
As areas have slowed or they've caught up with work, some of the raters have taken it on their own to work through us to go out to places like Kotzebue, Haines, just anywhere. They'll go out and help bring the load up. If we haven't been successful, for instance, in getting a raider trained to live in that particular locale, which we know is not going to happen in all places.
The program has had 5,600 people start the process by scheduling their initial energy rating. 329 have finished the energy conservation work on their homes and have already been issued their rebates. Brian Butcher with AHFC says they anticipate a big influx of completed projects in a few months.
We expect that number to really increase as we get into spring and summer and people have an opportunity to do a lot of the work that they wouldn't normally be doing in the wintertime. Since they do have an 18-month period from their first rating to get the job done, to get the work completed, the summer is when we really expect it to spike.
Foskey says AHFC has adequate funding to continue the program through next year. By then, he says, he hopes the plan will become a regular service of state government.